Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Five 34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon, and you are hearing some of the details about what is happening in the Middle East. As a direct result of that, my mission trip to Israel, which was scheduled to leave, I was scheduled to leave on Saturday, is not happening. I got the call a little bit earlier today, and I'm not going to lie to you, I am so thoroughly depressed and bummed about it. I had been excited and inspired, and I had so much that I was sure I was going to be able to do over there and bring these messages back, bring these stories back. And the gentleman who was putting this all together, and we don't need to get into, you know, organizations or names or stuff like that, but he called me, or I called him, rather, because he sent a WhatsApp message. He said, well, here's what's going on. Our intelligence and security folks over in Israel, and they're pretty highly placed. I mean, they're good, solid people, said that all this talk about the air, right? We're hearing about air attacks that are going to be launched against Israel, Iran, utilizing Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, all of their proxy armies. It was a given that stuff was going to be shot at Israel. And a lot of us thought, well, all right, you got Iron Dome, you should be okay. But also, apparently, there's talk about Intifada-style actions. In other words, on the ground and targeting civilians and things of that sort. So it's very, very difficult. I spent hours the other day on the phone with the airline to rebook travel. And so it's not going to happen. I mean, what can I tell you? I know a lot of people had invested in it emotionally. Obviously, I had. But that's the reality of it. And so I guess we're all sitting back and waiting to see what's going to happen over there. We'll keep you updated. Tomorrow, I'm not going to be here. It's got nothing to do with that. Don't get worried. It's just one of those previously scheduled appointments that I got to do what I got to do. So that's going to be tomorrow. Now, having said all of that, because that's all kind of depressing, there might be some good news on the horizon. Now, you know that the Family Foundation of Virginia does amazing work, right? I say we because I'm happy to be part of the Family Foundation of Virginia. We help guys to become better dads. It really is that simple. Wherever that dad is, it could be a brand new dad. He doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know that he's going to get whizzed in the face if he's got a boy or any of that stuff. It could be a guy who's got substance issues or is in a jail, is in a prison, whatever it is. We are there to help them wherever they are, to help them to become better dads. Period, end of story. Well, we do this big fundraising event. We call it the Father Figure, and get some of the greatest fathers throughout Central Virginia to raise money. And then we have this gigantic party of all parties on Saturday. It's going to be this Saturday at the Diamond. My dear friend, my brother, Chris Beach, is the executive director of the Fatherhood Foundation of Virginia. He's got a few details. Chris, thank you for being here, sir.
Well, after that talk, I'm glad that I get to lift some spirits up right now. So I'm very excited about talking about this event.
Well, I appreciate you being here. And yes, I need a little inspiration. I need a little spirit lifting. So tell me what's going on with the Father Figure this year.
Well, we had 9 dads this year that are absolutely knocking it out in the park. And I'm very, very excited to say that your title might be taken over this year.
Oh.
So the $18,639 you raised a couple years ago is in jeopardy right now. So
wow.
I am hoping, I am hopeful. We haven't got the final total numbers in, but I know that we already have three guys over $10,000 this year, and they're knocking on the door of taking over the title of the largest fundraiser for the father figure ever.
Oh, well, now, I don't know if people will understand it when I say, I am so happy to hear that, right? I mean, that's our goal every year. We go out, we raise the most money we can as one of the funding fathers, and then we turn to the next crew and go, go ahead, beat it. We want them to beat it.
We want them to, because, I mean, right now our programs are growing so quickly. Well, whether it's down in Tidewater area, we're actually... the governor is launching an initiative for reentry for gentlemen reentering society, and we're going to be a big part of that because a lot of those men reentering society are fathers, and a majority of them didn't have dads in their life. So we're going to play a big role in helping those dads, giving them the skills they need to be stronger men, to be in better relationships with mom, and to be stronger fathers. So all that money that we're making from this, from our major event this Saturday, is going right back into helping dads right here in the state of Virginia.
How many kids right about now don't have dads? Do we have numbers on that?
And sadly, it's about 1 out of 4 in the United States, and in Virginia, we're looking at about 1 out of 3. Virginia has some of the highest fatherlessness rates in the United States, and sadly, in Central Virginia and Tidewater area, it's about 1 out of 3, but then it's crazy. You go up to Fairfax County, and they have the second lowest divorce rate in the United States. So in the same state, we have some of the highest fatherlessness rates, yet we have some of the lowest divorce rates in the United States. So we really need to work on those areas and just give men the skills they need to be part of their children's lives and to be in smart relationships with mom.
Yeah, well, and that's the key, isn't it? You've made a child. Now you got to really step up to the plate. There's some heavy lifting. There's some hard work. But, boy, talk about rewarding, talking about the right thing. You and I have talked about this so many times where you got guys who have got substance issues. They're incarcerated one way or another. And, you know, you can't go and use a crystal ball backwards. But let's not kid ourselves. If they would have had a good.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Father in place, they might not be where they are.
You're exactly right. And the thing is, when we've gone into these jails, when we've gone into these rehab centers, when we see dads right before they're about to have a child, I have never once heard a single man say, I want to be a bad dad. Some of them just did not have the skills or the role models they needed to be a good father. And a big misconception of our nonprofit is we're not trying to replace mom, because you can't replace mom. There's nothing you can do to replace mom, because mom is an integral part of everything in the child's life. But wouldn't it be great to have mom and dad working together, whether they're married, not married, not cohabitating, to be working together for the betterment of the child? We wouldn't need mentors. We wouldn't need a lot of the programs that we have right now. We're trying to give dads the skills to be active in the lives of their families.
That's exactly right. So here's what I want to do, because I want one of these great dads to break the record this year so that I can, you know, get back to important stuff. And I don't have to worry about it anymore. How do we donate? Is there a website that's good for all of them, or what?
It is. You go to fatherfigureva.org. And everything's on there, from buying tickets, seeing all 9 of our dads. And I don't know if you knew this, Jeff, but we are a finalist for the top 3 community charity events in the greater Richmond area, according to Richmond Times-Dispatch. As you know, I saw that you're one of the top 3 best afternoon shows. We are one of the top 3 charity events in the area. So excited to be one of the top 3. And it's because of guys like you that are just getting the word out about what we're doing to make better fathers in our community.
Well, the hard work is being done on your end. I'm going to tell you that, and I know you're going to sort of shrug it off, but it is. So what about the event Saturday? Can I still get tickets? Can people still donate? What's the story?
All of the above. You can go get tickets, and we're going to have a phenomenal party. We're going to have caricatures. We're going to have photo booths. We're going to have KOS band playing. We're going to have ice cream and helmets. I know you like that part.
Yes,
we're
going to
have in-your-face fireworks. We're going to have games on the field. We're going to have hitting on the field. We're going to have fast pitch. It's basically a baseball game, but we have the entire field to ourselves. There's no game. It's just us. We take over the diamond, and it is a celebration of fathers like you've never seen.
All right, so how do we get the tickets?
Fatherfigureva.org. You'll see a video from last year to show what kind of party we're having. And right below it, this is purchase tickets here. Take it a little bit lower, and you'll see our 9 amazing dads. Check them out. If you find one that tickles your fancy, go ahead and click on donate and learn more about them and donate to their cause. But right now, we have a very, very tight race between okay. 3 or 4 of the dads.
Excellent. All right, so I definitely want to come out for that. I did hear you right. There's ice cream. I just want to be confirm that because I'm getting a text here from Jamal. There is ice cream.
Well, when it comes to ice cream, I know you and Jamal would get excited about that
that's
part,
right.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, if you're there and we're doing good work, that's cool, too. But if there's ice cream involved, then, yeah, we're absolutely positively going to be there.
Well, ice cream and helmets. I mean, what more can you ask for?
Exactly.
You know, ice cream and helmets and fireworks, that's a party for me.
I love it. And I think a lot of us who were funding fathers in the past, we're going to wear our jerseys, right? It's going to be a good old time.
I love seeing that's one of my favorite things when dads come back from past years and they're all wearing their jerseys. And they're all Flying Squirrels jerseys that all say Funding Fathers on them. And
yep.
The Squirrels have been amazing partners with us over the years. So we just love celebrating not only the dads, but celebrating Richmond at the Diamond.
All right, one final time, my friend, give that website because, A, I want people to donate to these great men, and, B, I want them to get tickets for the big event on Saturday at the Diamond.
Very simple, fatherfigureva.org, fatherfigureva.org. Everything you need to know, one right there.
All right, fatherfigureva.org, fatherfigureva.org. Chris, you're a good man, and I am so anxious to see you this weekend at the Diamond.
All right, brother. I look forward to it.
Thank you, my friend. That is Chris Beach. He is a great, great guy. Let me tell you that. He's a great father. He's a great husband. And the work that he does with the Fatherhood Foundation is just off the charts. It is successful because of his hard work. So if you have not been to one of these events before, let me tell you, it is a great time. The Squirrels just step up to the plate every single year and help us out. There's all sorts of fun. Great opportunity to raise money. That's how we do these great programs out in the community. They cannot be done without the fundraising. And I know sometimes people get annoyed with that, but it is what it is. You know, we're doing great work, and it's not free, and it's not cheap. And so here's a chance, though, to get one of these new fathers up into the top fundraiser position so that I can retire my title, really, every year. Every year, those of us who won it the year before thinking, yep, somebody else this year has to do it because that's the right way to do it. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.